Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our President Pro Tem, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we observe your almighty power and your creation, Lord, we ask that you be with us, you watch over us, and you protect us. We know you watch over us in everything we encounter during this day and the days ahead. Guide our thoughts and actions as we serve the people of this great state. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 8th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 14th day, Monday, January 31st, 2011. The Senate met pursuant
to... Mr. President.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are dependent shall prevail, say aye. Aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 205, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to advance voting.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Senator from Howell.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 206, offered by Senator Pergeson.
Senator?
An act relating to labor organizations.
It's self-explanatory. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you. I'm sending forward three bills.
Send your bills forward.
Good government initiatives. No, I'm keeping that one. Go ahead.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 207, offered by Senator Lager, an act relating to the Missouri Energy Task Force.
Senator?
I'm eliminating it.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 208, offered by Senator Lager, an act relating to telecommunications.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 209, offered by Senator Lager, an act relating to telecommunications.
Also self-explanatory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
One bill.
Senate Bill number 210, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to property tax levy revisions.
Senator,
self-explanatory.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 211, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to liability for damages and tort actions.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Economic Development Bill.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 212, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to minimal yellow light change interval times for traffic control devices.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's all about safety. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd. Apparently, there are no more bills to be introduced.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from the Jefferson City News Tribune have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Will be duly noted.
And without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection.
Senate bills for perfection. The Senator from Jefferson, Senate Bill 11.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 11 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for perfection.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 11 be adopted. The Senate Committee substitute that we heard, this is basically the texting bill, Mr. President, that we eliminate the age restriction. The Senate Committee substitute took out a provision that allowed local municipalities to adopt ordinances dealing with text messaging. I felt like the state law was sufficient enough. I didn't want what's happening right now with seatbelt tickets, where certain municipalities are making that a primary law. I wanted the state law to prevail, and that's basically all the Senate Committee substitute is. We've heard this bill multiple times here in the Senate. I'd like to thank the Chairman of Transportation from Saline for the last 2 years having a hearing very quickly, and we move this over to the House, and then it just kind of sits there. I'd be happy to answer any question. I know we have a lot of new members here that are curious about this issue, and I'd love to take some questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from Franklin. For what purpose do you rise, Senator?
I would like to inquire of the senator.
Does the senator yield?
Gladly.
He yields, you may inquire.
Well, catch me up.
It's not a nanny state.
It's not what?
A nanny state.
So I just want to make sure I got it right.
Right.
Right now, if a person is driving distracted,
correct,
that is a ticketable offense, right?
Well, I actually think we ought to have legislation that deals just with distracted driving. If you're talking about a C&I, careless and imprudent, there has to be certain restrictions for that to qualify as a C&I. And texting, law enforcement tells me, is outside that view.
But what about not just careless and imprudent, but isn't there something in statute about distracted driving?
Yeah, but I think this issue rises above distracted driving when we have studies that show that 80% of people admit to texting and driving, but then 90% of them say it's a bad idea. So I think our state as a public policy ought to show that this in particular, like we do with drunk driving laws, go to a different level.
I just, you know, I you and I have known each other for years.
Right.
I just hate to think that right off the bat I'm going to have to, you know, vote against something that you want. I guess really what I'm trying to say is I'm just a little bit fearful about, you know, legislators continuing to get right down to the nitty-gritty of naming every single little thing that's illegal. I think you're approaching this with the best of intentions. I just,
right.
You know, if we're going to do this, then I wonder, of course, you know me, I wonder...
Where does it go? That's what I was talking about. I was on with Mark Reardon last Thursday, and he called this a nanny state bill. And where is it going to stop? And
well, I just wonder because I drive all the time when I see people... And I don't want to pick on any of the ladies, you know, but you see makeup being put on, you know, you got the drive with your knee thing and makeup and mascara and all that. And then you see the guy.
Not only ladies.
Well, not only ladies, but you see some guy, right, who's doing the same thing, driving with his knee, and he's got a Big Mac in this hand and a Coke in this hand. I mean, I just, since we already have a provision for distracted driving, It doesn't pass my gut check, you know, because I'm just wondering if I'm not going to do this, I'm not, but if,
right.
You know, if we were to just start loading this up with amendments that say, oh, gee, you can't pick your nose and drive, you can't, you know, you can't put on makeup and drive, you can't, you know, you can't drink a Coke and drive, you know, I wonder 10 years from now, because we did this 10 years from now, what's going to be getting debated in this Senate chamber because we did this today? And I
don't know the answer to that.
Help me out, man.
I don't know the answer to that. The former senator from Buchanan, I guess we can say his name, Charlie Shields, had a similar argument that wanted to strengthen just distracted driving laws.
Right.
And I think there's some merit to that. But I think... What we have now is an epidemic in this country with texting and driving in particular, and physiologists will tell you can't do it no matter what Mark Reardon on the radio says. You can't physically do it. Your brain does not work that way. And when we have the number of people admit to doing this, it would be like, Senator, when you and I first started driving, that once we passed our driving test, somebody handed you a miniature typewriter and said, now start typing as you drive down the road. That would have been ridiculous then. That's exactly what's happening now. And that's already law. It's just for people 21 and younger. And like me, when you were 22 years old, you looked like you were about 14. So my problem with the current law is it's virtually impossible for law enforcement to enforce for people that have young faces.
Sure.
And it never was to just start pulling people over and giving tickets. That's why I made this an infraction. It's similar to a seatbelt law. But it's the more to change the mindset of people to know that this is ridiculous. You know, 1 second of you texting can change not your life, but somebody else's life forever. And
so can you help me to understand, you know, you'd mentioned that somebody, I think you said former Senator Shields,
yeah,
wanted to strengthen the driving while distracted.
He didn't give me details. He just says, I think there needs to be just an all-out distracted driving, strengthen it so it encompasses all those things. But
so is there a loophole? I mean, is there something under that current driving while distracted? Because I'm about 99% sure that there's already a provision.
But my target is texting, which I think you see more people on there. I drive from Crystal City to Bridgeton. It's about a 40-mile drive from my other job. I'm along 270 the whole time. I don't see an inordinate number of people putting on makeup or eating cereal or reading a book. I see 7 out of 10 cars texting.
Sure.
And it's scary.
Yeah, and I mean, I see it a lot, too. I don't know that I agree with the 7 out of 10, but I think it is a
well,
lot.
Well, yeah, I pulled that number out of it.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm just having a problem with is I just, the way I read the law, and I could be wrong about this, I'm absolutely willing to be wrong, but I just think that right now, if a highway patrolman, a county deputy sheriff, a city police officer, you know, any law enforcement officer that was to see someone texting and driving without doing what we're about to do,
mm-hmm.
could pull that person over and issue them a ticket for distracted driving. And so my fear is not about your intent. I applaud your intent.
Right.
But my fear is that we're doing what the legislature loves to do. And we're just adding another, you know, let's get down to the nth degree about every single thing that people cannot do. And it's like we just have this insatiable desire to think up another law and another way that we're going to specifically mandate or control the behavior of people.
God bless him.
God bless you, Mr. President. And so I applaud your intent. I really don't believe that you are the kind of senator that's sitting back, you know, and deviously, you know, rubbing your
hands
together.
2 years ago, when we heard this in the Senate, this all came about from Pat Martin. He's the editor of the local newspaper, did an editorial, and it kind of opened up my eyes. I was driving to Jeff City that next Monday. The newspaper comes out on Thursday, and I was texting. I veered off, I hit the rumble strips, and kind of a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought about what he said in that editorial, and when I sponsored the bill, there were no individuals or groups that came and testified in favor or against. I was just kind of by there on my own, which is actually a great place to be. More people you get involved in something, the worse it gets up here. Since that time, now there was 20 people that came and testified in favor of the bill. So I think what we're seeing is a trend across the country that this is important to people. I mean, Oprah couldn't make the hearing, but she's in favor of it.
Oh, wait.
Should I not have said that?
Did you say Oprah is in favor of this?
Yes.
Why didn't you just mention that in your opening comments? I would have never gotten up.
Oh. Well, actually, in all seriousness, the federal government, like they do often, and I know your pleasure with the federal government, there are bills sponsored where it's going to be the carrot to the states that they better pass some type of texting law or they're going to withhold federal.
You know how I love those
scenarios. So I'm trying to beat them to the punch.
Yeah. This is a great way to stand against the federal government. Well, Senator, I don't like the bill. I don't like the legislation.
The legislator.
I'm sorry?
But you like the legislator?
I love the messenger, but not the message.
Okay? Thank you, Senator.
So I just, you know, I guess my hope would be that maybe some of my Senate colleagues here would just listen to my silly ranting when I say that, you know, we already have laws on the books that allow our police officers to take care of this texting while driving epidemic, as you said. I mean, I'm not arguing that it's an epidemic.
And as this bill moves forward, let's sit down and talk. I'm not opposed to doing a complete distracted driving bill, but again, that gets into your philosophical views on what the government ought to look at.
Yeah,
Think this by itself ought to be separated, much like DWI laws are. This is three times more dangerous than somebody drunk at .08 driving behind a car.
Now, how did they empirically figure that out?
It's interesting. Car and Driver magazine, they set up a test track, where they got three people, and they had all three of them drive on the track without any distractions. They had all three of them drive while they talked on their cell phone. They had all three of them drive while they were texting on their cell phone. They had all three of them drive, and they actually got them drunk to .08, put them behind the wheel, and then had them drive. And what they did is they mounted a red light on the dashboard that simulated brake lights, and they would time from the time the person realized that the light was on till they hit their brakes. And texting was by far more dangerous. The talking on the phone and not distracted at all didn't raise to a high level, but the other two obviously did. But texting was three times more dangerous than that.
Now, I will tell you that unless you just totally made that up, which you...
No.
You could successfully boulder dash me on that, okay? Unless you just totally made that up.
I'm not a person that just makes... Uh-oh.
But what I'm saying
that's
is
just going to make that
you
up.
Could have, you know, I appreciate, you know, normally, and you know that I am new to this chamber, but not new to the building, right? So normally, when you challenge someone, when you say, do you have empirical data about that? Normally, the answer is,
Absolutely.
So I applaud you for being able to give me a good answer on that. That is a very good answer on that. I guess, you know, you and I could talk about this all day, and I know the Senate...
We don't have anywhere to go.
We don't have anywhere to go. It's snowing outside, you know. And but anyway, I love you, man. I don't like what you're trying to do here. And
that's good that you say that. The former senator from the fighting 13th? 13th? 26th.
No, 13 times 2.
26th. That used to be his line. I'm glad that the...
Oh, he did?
Well, you know, the senator from the 13th, they would tell that to each other every time they questioned each other on the floor. They always ended it by, I love you, man.
Well, and you know, I really do my best to try to be just like my predecessor. And so anyway, I guess, let me just say to you, in closing, my good friend, is that, you know, I hope that other members of this body that love you just as much as I do will vote no on your bill. And then maybe, you know, maybe if my opinion does not prevail, and I just have this weird feeling that my opinion is not going to prevail, because we're all just addicted to this idea of passing more laws to restrict people more and more when we already have laws in place that cover what we're about to do. We all just want to do more of it, don't we? We just have to.
Senator, I would be fine if we just adjourned sine die today.
Now, see, I knew we would find something that we would agree on.
I would be very happy. Well, yeah, we would have to pass the budget.
Well, Senator, thank you for your friendship.
Thank you.
I don't like your bill. And maybe we will get a chance to work on it a little bit together.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, inquire the bill sponsor.
Senator, yield.
I yield.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator. Hey, I question for you. You use your cell phone in your car to talk to
people?
How do you
dial? How do I look up a phone number?
How do you look up a number? How do you dial a phone number?
I look down at my phone.
Okay. Do you ever look at a text maybe to get a number?
I don't.
You don't. Now, if this passed,
yeah,
could you potentially be pulled over for looking up a number?
Possibly, yes.
So are we putting the discretion on the police officers?
That's why it's an infraction, Senator. That's why I never wanted to get into the minutiae of this. I wanted to change the mindset of not just young people, but adults that are teaching young people that it's okay to text and drive.
So if a police officer...
I've actually had meetings with MoDOT, with the Highway Patrol last year, and since that time, they have a public service campaign where they're trying to convince people not to do this.
Well, I commend you for what you're trying to do, but I think that we have a problem here. I understand that obviously teenagers text a lot more than others.
And they're actually better at it than adults that are doing it, too.
This is true. So as we passed the law that kept them from supposedly doing it and gave the police officers ability to pull them over.
Which they can pull people over for a dirty license plate if they want.
But I get back to the problem here.
Just not a seatbelt.
Is this we're just giving them a reason, police officers reasons to pull people over, because you can be looking down at your phone quickly because someone's called and you got to look down at your phone to push talk to talk to them. And even if you have a wireless device on your ear or hooked to yourself like this mic is hooked to my tie, we're giving them a police officer another reason to potentially harass or pull over drivers, aren't we?
I mean, Senator, there are so many laws on the books. If that's the intent of law enforcement, they have a number of ways to do that.
Well, we'll get back to the previous speaker.
The distracted driver.
The distraction. There's already a law out there that
I'd like
says
to
that
see
if you're
that statute. I'm not familiar with that statute.
And if you touch a white line, there's a reason for the police officer to pull you over anyways.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this...
Are you implying that law enforcement's intent is just to harass people out on the road?
I'm trying to say that they have the ability to pull people over that are not driving within the lines. And
here's the deal.
Plenty of reasons
I think as a matter of public policy, our state ought to say you shouldn't text and drive, you shouldn't drink and drive.
So if this
raises to a different level to me than all those other distractions, because it is so dangerous that. You know, I think nearly three-fourths of all the states have some type of texting law. 2 years ago, there were 7 states. So what is going to happen is the federal government, once they see this number of states doing something, they're going to act. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, if Missouri doesn't have this law, that we're going to withhold highway dollars.
Kind of like what they tried to do with primary seatbelt?
Primary seatbelt with open container is still, we haven't passed an open container law. That's still a carrot that they take money out of the road fund and give it to safety. There's a lot of things that they do that make us unhappy, but that's the reality of what's going to happen.
Yeah, Missourians just last election cycle voted on Prop C, which basically voiced our concern with the federal government telling us what to do, didn't they?
They did.
Missourians don't necessarily agree with the federal government.
Well, 70-some percent of them.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if I want us to go along with just what the federal government wants us to do. I think that we in the state of Missouri are the show-me state for a reason, right? We want to be
Leader. My issue is MoDOT already doesn't have enough funds. If you saw their five-year STIP, there's no money in there for new projects. It's all maintaining what we have. And then if you take more money away from them, or from MoDOT, the federal government takes more money away, we have less money to build roads. That's where I'm going with this. I'm not getting into the federal health care debate.
I noticed that your bill didn't include just talking on the cell phone.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be a distraction to be looking down to get phone numbers?
There's also a voice-activated texting, which would allow that to happen, too.
Right, but, I mean, you didn't include looking at the phone totally in your bill.
Correct.
You just said texting.
Correct.
I mean, do you think drivers are distracted by maybe
looking
up the phone
at the
number?
Phone. Yes.
So
what,
I mean, if you're concerned about...
Is that the amendment you'd like to add? I'd support it.
You know, I'm just asking some questions here and finding out your intent with the legislation.
My intent, and I keep saying it, is to change the mindset of people that texting and driving is dangerous. And it's more dangerous than virtually everything else you do in your car. Three times more dangerous than drunk driving. That's my focus.
So this is more of an information campaign than it is
a
passing good legislation campaign?
One in the same.
One in the same.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do on the legislation yet. I know that I see an amendment out here, and we'll see what this amendment gets on.
Yep.
I'm concerned that this is not the full focus, and I really don't like government in my life.
If I blindfolded myself and I could prove I could drive a car, should we let blind people drive?
That's a little bit absurd there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've got to be able to see. I mean, my question is, I mean, you were going down that path. Well, why aren't we not banning people looking at their phone altogether? I mean, if it gets down to it, I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that, you know, at some point we're drawing a line with texting but not looking up a phone number to call. So
I see your point.
So, and I think that as the senator before I...
There are no ladies and gentlemen in the Senate.
Only point taken senators. There, Mr. President. Well, thank you very much for the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Howe, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire the senator from the nanny state?
Senator
from the 22nd.
Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
So I know we're working on a piece of feel-good legislation here. I just want to make sure that some of the examples that I've seen, whether your legislation will interfere with that type of habits that I've seen driving down the road. You know, I have a problem with them rumble strips because they really mess up a good nap, and phone conversations are very hard to have over a rumble strip. But will I still be able to, and my fingers, I've got this new touch tone phone that I've figured out I have to aim high because it, when I touch it, always hits the one below it. So when I'm driving down the road and I'm trying to get the right numbers on my touchpad, will I be in violation of this legislation if I'm looking up a number to call someone in the rumble strips and I'm driving and I'm steering the wheel with my leg?
No, actually, no.
Okay, so I'd still be able to do that.
Right.
So I can still go back and forth on the road.
Yeah, you can hit the rumble strips on both sides, and you're still fine.
Because if I hit it on the right side, it means I need to move to the left and hit it on the left side. So I can still dial my
phone. Do
they
have rumble strips down in West Plains?
Yeah, we've got them all the way up. So I can still do my keypad calling people. Because I've never figured out.
As long as you're not texting.
I've never figured out why people text when you just pick up the phone, call them, and you don't have to sit there you know.
Some people do that because they'd rather not talk to the person that's calling.
I've just never figured out the texting thing. So I can still do that, though. We're not fixing anything there. We're just, but, you know, as it was brought up earlier, how does a patrolman know that I'm dialing the phone and not texting?
That's the issue. This law is hard to enforce. I've never said that it would be easy to enforce. I guess when he comes to your window, you'll say, no, I was calling somebody. I wasn't texting.
Okay, so he'll buy that. So, but he still pulled you over.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for something that wasn't against the law. So what about pickups, you know, distracted driving? Can your girlfriend still sit next to you in the pickup? Is that distracted driving? Is that legislation touch?
I don't know. Is that against the law?
I'm just making sure. I'm protecting my, because I see a lot of these little pickups and cars with takes two people to drive them. Now, I think sometimes that's distracted driving.
Let's hold conversation down so the senators can.
We're not touching that. We're just going after someone that's
correct.
Okay. I have an older car that, I tell you what, I had to go apologize to a neighbor one time.
How many
time.
Do you have there?
Well, I just want to make sure these are correct.
Okay.
I was driving down the highway in my old Trans Am, and it's 8-track tape. And I was digging under the tape for a Boston 8-track tape, and I veered across.
I have Super Tramp, if you want
My neighbor
that.
Was driving his bicycle down the road, and I run him off the road. And I had to go back and apologize and help pick him back up and everything else because I was digging for that 8-track tape under my seat. You don't...
Wouldn't affect that, but could I still you may get a ticket for distracted driving and hitting a pedestrian.
Okay, I didn't hit him, I just scared him to death. But I can still dig for my 8-track tapes under my seats and I won't get a ticket for texting.
That's correct.
Okay, so I can still do that. This summer I was traveling with a guy and he had a pickup truck and you know it had an armrest in the middle and he'd put a metal screen on that and had a little 1-inch bumper all the way around that metal screen.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it hurt when you put your arm up there.
I could imagine.
And I asked him, I said, what's this for? And he said, that's for my laptop so that he can put his laptop there, and it won't. When he turns real quick, it doesn't slide off. The laptop stays on the armrest.
You were riding with this person?
Yeah, but he didn't have the laptop there at that time. But I want to make sure, is that guy protected? Can he still have his laptop on his center console driving down the road, answering emails and all that stuff?
Yeah,
as long as he's not doing it on his telephone.
Address that.
Huh?
He would be allowed to do that.
He would be allowed to do that. So I don't want to mess him up because he's went to all the investment of that piece that sits in the middle to keep his laptop from sliding off. So this legislation won't touch that guy that's
not
that's
this
typing
legislation,
on his
but there are laws that could address that.
Okay. And then the last one, the newspaper guy. You know, have you ever went down the road and there's a guy sitting there on the
Yes.
reading the newspaper? We're not going to mess with him, are we?
No.
Because he's not texting, he's reading a newspaper.
That's against the law currently.
So that would fall under the distracted driving?
Right. That wouldn't apply to this bill.
If he has it in his steering wheel. What if he has it in his seat? Can he still read the newspaper even though it's not showing to the window driving down the road?
I would hope not.
Okay. You know, these are some of the constituents that I have that I wanted to make sure that they were protected by this. But, you know, as I sit and ponder about it, we do a lot of stuff up here. And I'm sure when you pass this, you'll feel good about it. But that's about all it'll do.
That's not what that's about.
But you admitted yourself you're doing it basically as a public service notice to let people know. But, you know, right now I already know that driving down the road with my laptop on my center console is not safe. You know, I already know that driving down trying to
yeah, but I
to
don't
put
think
numbers
people
into
understand
my phone
that,
is not
that,
safe.
That texting is not safe. That's the
point
of this.
I know that.
Well,
you don't
you
have
do.
To spend any money or pass legislation knowing that. Common sense ought to tell you that that is dangerous. And when we get into a slippery slope is when we try to legislate common sense. And that's when government begins growing. That's when they start printing presses and printing money is because we've lost common sense. And that's what, you know, even though you have good intentions, this is basically telling people that, you know, government is much better than you using common sense to know what is safe. You know,
when I'm driving down the road, should government intervene?
I think this is an issue that individually, you know, like how much we like attorneys, but every once in a while you have to have one. If I'm driving down the road, I'm responsible for my vehicle and the things that I do
but
within that vehicle.
You're also responsible for other motorists on the road.
Hey, I'm not responsible for other motorists driving down the road. You know, I've got a different perspective on
seatbelts than I do on this. Seatbelts, that is government getting involved in your life. If you wreck your car and you don't have your seatbelt on and you die, you affect yourself. If you're texting and driving, you could hit some innocent person and you change their life forever.
Well, I think it's both ways. You can drive, driving down the road, typing in a phone number or operating a computer or digging for an 8-track tape can result in the very same thing.
How long do you think it's been since somebody said on the Senate floor, looking for an 8-track tape?
Well, I still have a car that has an 8-track tape player in it. So, you know, right now, you think about 8-track tapes, is, you know, as they get older, you can listen.
I do have Supertramp. You
can listen to two or three songs at the same time.
Yeah, but what where the 8-tracks didn't make any sense. If you'd like, you know, they were broke up in three sections, right? If you liked the third song, you couldn't fast forward to it. You had to listen to one and two before you got to three.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't last. That's why cassette tapes.
Well, I mean, sometimes the tracking didn't work and they'd play two songs at the same time. But that just doubled the enjoyment. But, you know, but the point I'm making is, you know, we have to stop trying to legislate common sense. You know it's dangerous to text and drive. I know it's dangerous to text and drive. And what we have to do, how old is your daughter now?
Son.
Son. How old is he now?
What is today?
I think it's Tuesday all day.
Is it the first?
February 1st, yeah.
He's 10 months today.
Well, you know, when he gets to be about 3 and 4 years old, you'll start saying, you know, son, it's wrong to text and drive. You could hurt someone. So that is your responsibility as a father, and that's a responsibility of everyone in this room and everyone across the state to teach your child responsibility. Not, you know, just because there's a law doesn't mean the problem's going to go away.
Right.
You know, if you pass this, people are still going to text and drive. But what will finally stop it is if individuals teach your kids, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. You know, my dad always
made us cut it up. If you figure out how to do that, let me know.
Well, all you have to do is sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, we become a throwaway society where you just don't talk to your kids anymore. You know, and we've got to change that because as a result of that, you have to come back and pass more laws and rules and regulations trying to fix what you didn't do in the first place. And that's install basic common sense into people, common courtesy, but you're never going to do that through laws and regulations. So okay. I think you ought to start looking at public service announcements, encouraging people, rather than the hammer that says, you know, if you get caught doing this, we're going to do this to you, because they're still going to do it.
I understand.
Until that parent says, you know, if I catch you texting, you're grounded. You're not going to drive. And then the case is closed.
Maybe that's
you don't have to worry about the problem
instead
anymore.
Of getting an infraction, that you get grounded.
That would probably work better. At least you get them off the road. And that would probably have more effect than going at them from an infraction standpoint. But you know, I understand
your perspective. And what I admire about you, I've served with you for 10 years going on 11. You haven't changed your philosophy on government, and it stayed consistent, where I've seen a lot of people
become
dependent on the issue where they feel about
government. Well, simple minds, you know, it's hard to change simple minds. So, but thank you very much for the inquiry,
thank you for all the examples.
We're on the motion of the senator from Jefferson. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Green, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us reason together a bit this morning. I want to talk to you a little bit about human behavior, common sense, stupidity, some of the things that have been already discussed on the floor this morning. As you know, during my recent tenure in the House, I chaired the Transportation Committee. I think we had the previous bill that came through, if I'm not mistaken, that came through in an omnibus bill.
It came over both ways. The bill that's current law came through 2 years ago in the crime bill that former Senator Bartle had.
I think that's right.
That seemed to be the only vehicle, pun intended, moving. And then last year it came over, passed out of the Senate early in the session, and then an amendment was put on that said, we'll take away the age restriction except for gravel roads. On gravel roads you can text. So I just killed my own bill at that point. Because in 2009 interim, I spent the whole summer doing interviews talking about why I put an age restriction on it. And I had to keep saying, I didn't put an age restriction on it. And last interim, I didn't want to spend the whole interim defending why it's okay to text on gravel roads. So,
what kind of response did you get from folks as you talked to them about that, trying to explain it?
I did some polling on it. Upwards of over 80% of the general public want to see us do this. But as I said earlier, 2 years ago, I didn't have anybody behind the cause. I thought it was a good idea. So it was never about that public perception, but it is nice to see that the public does think we ought to pass a law banning texting and driving. But what's interesting, I had a kid that went to Missouri State. He did a lot of research on this for me last year, and I have all kinds of data on it. But 80% of 21 to younger think that 87% of 21 and younger thinks it's dangerous and there needs to be a law. And the very next question they were asked was, do you do it? 80% of them said yes. So,
well,
it's a confusing question and answer.
Stands to reason that it really sounds like a matter of education. Have you seen the YouTube video that was produced by AT&T and in conjunction with Patrol? I recently required my two daughters, I have one that's of driving age now, just recently, to watch that. It's a very moving, about a 10-minute video, and very moving. But I saw, speaking of data, I saw a very interesting article this fall. It caught my eye rather rapidly because of the issue a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year when we had the other one. It was in Governing Magazine, and they had done a quick study of the number of accidents related to texting in the states that had enacted some form of texting ban. And the irony of the study, what they found was
It was more dangerous because people were hiding their phone.
That's right. They had actually seen the rate of accidents spike in the states that had banned texting, because rather than text up here by the steering wheel, they would text down by the seat and try to hide it from law enforcement, and were more dangerous behind the wheel. And I've seen the same data that you've talked about with it being more dangerous than drunk driving. And
that was concerning to me. I read the same article.
My concern is that we're actually making, by doing this, we have to think about the unintended consequences of the things we do here. I'll never forget the year that
I think initially you will. Just like any law that you pass, there's a spike.
I'll never forget the year that we banned Tupperware and went home and tried to explain that to the Tupperware ladies. You know?
We did what?
When we banned Tupperware. So I just want to make sure we're thinking all the way through.
Did I vote for that? I hope not.
Oh,
that's what my mom did in the 70s.
I believe that we really need to think through the consequences of what we do in this building. And I'm concerned that we may actually be sending the wrong signal, not once, but twice. If we're saying, you know, we're going to ban this behavior, but we're not going to ban the types of behavior behind the wheel or in the vehicle that the Senator from Howell mentioned, Are we not setting up a...
That's why I do believe the senator from the Fighting 26 has a point.
We need to hold the conversations down so the senators can hear each other.
What you mentioned that this would be it would be an infraction.
That's what it is right now for everybody 21 and younger.
And what with your bill, it also just releases the removes the age requirement, so it would be
that's
an infraction.
All it does. Okay.
What kind of a penalty would that carry for a driver that's texting?
That statute says up to a 200 fine. That's up to the judge to decide what the fine's going to be.
So we don't have, what's the minimum on that?
0 to 200.
Okay. My concern is that we may set a situation up where someone could have a penalty that's lower than what they might receive for careless and imprudent driving, for example.
Yeah, my understanding about careless and imprudent, there are multiple things that have to go into that for them to be able to give a ticket, speeding being one of them. Brad Tailmeyer with the Highway Patrol talked to me about the parameters of careless and imprudent, how this doesn't exactly fit into it. But I think that organization would be in favor of looking into just a distracted driver law altogether.
Do we not have something on the books like that now?
The senator from 26 was mentioning that. I don't know what statute that's in.
Because I can think of so many things, even beyond what's been mentioned on the floor this morning,
right,
that are done behind the wheel and in the vehicle would be more than distracting, and folks are turning their vehicles into a weapon. You mentioned the drunk driving. I do agree with you that sometimes we have to consider if that individual is turning their vehicle into a weapon and can harm someone else on our roadways, then that might, I would emphasize, might be a time when we need to intervene. However, I'm concerned that setting this up as an infraction, removing the age limit, and then by looking at the human behavior in the states where we've seen these bans enacted and those rate of accidents has skyrocketed or spiked up because people are trying to hide that behavior, we may be actually setting more Missourians up to be harmed by our good deed. That gives me some concern, and I appreciate your intentions here, but again, after that Tupperware vote, I want to make sure I think all the way through everything.
I understand.
So I appreciate the inquiry, and I will look forward to the rest of the debate, Senator. Thank you.
Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Jefferson.
I yield.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield?
I'm sorry.
Senator from Jefferson.
I yield.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
I'm sorry.
I just want to get up and give you a little hand. You're getting beat up pretty good here. I thought I
was going to have to apologize to you again.
Oh, no. No. I had a constituent contact me about this issue, and sometimes the philosophy of the young speaks to common sense. My daughter did youth in government this year, and she sat in this chair, and she came up with the idea of doing your bill in youth in government.
That's why I was apologizing to you.
Oh, and in the debate...
I was supposed to invite your daughter to the hearing so she could testify, and I failed to do that.
Well, the way it's going, she might not have to come up when it's in the house.
Surprised it got out of committee.
Yeah. But I really never got involved in the issue, and I have to give the senator from Green, he made some valid points. But when she did the research, when she began the process, at first I called you personally, and you said, just Google it. There's plenty of information on the website. So I told her when you do a bill, you got to get information, and you have to use that information to try to persuade people to vote in support of it. While she got the information, she started bringing it to me, and of course I assisted her in writing her remarks when she came to Jefferson City and had to testify on the bill. And it started bringing some of the facts to me, and the senator from Howell made some accurate statements. How do you enforce such a law And I really don't think there's going to be a lot of enforcement on the law, just like there's not a lot of enforcement on the seatbelt law. But just the scenario of stating that this is against the law helps at times.
And that's what I said earlier. I think as a matter of public policy, we ought to recognize this. Because it is a problem.
And even though it's against the law when you deal with the younger generation, the ones 21 and younger, I think we have to put in perspective, why is it against the law for the ones 21 and younger, but it's not against the law for the older generation? And some of the studies that she showed me is the accidents of texting while driving happen more when adults are doing it as opposed to the younger generation.
Right.
So we stand up here and we talk about our freedoms. I don't think you're going to see a bunch of highway patrolmen pulling people over. I think what you're doing is stating a message that as state's public policy, this is against the law, just for safety. I have become more aware of what other drivers are doing the day my son turned 16.
Sure.
Because as a parent, you figure you have control of everything when your kids are in your car or they're in another adult's car. But when those kids are driving themselves, you start to worry more about all those other people out there driving and what they're thinking about. So your perspective changes a little, just like with the red light cameras. I have issues with the set. I agree with the issues from the senator from the first, but sometimes when you're at a stoplight, you see somebody run a red light, you think, if that was my daughter in a car in her little 1997 Saturn and that person ran it, yeah, I'd like them to be caught for breaking the law. Maybe that camera would stop that person from running. So your perspective on life changes a little bit when you worry more about what the other kids are doing. And the only accident my children have had since they have been driving is not from another driver, but from a deer hit my son. So I have been consistent with conservation allowing more tags during deer hunting season so they kill more deer, so there's less deer that can hit these kids as they're driving cars as well. But I just wanted to kind of say that there is one other senator that's going to support you in this.
A lot changed since last year.
It looks like your batting average is sinking real quick.
The last 2 years, it was a 31-3 vote, and maybe it's not going so well this year.
Well, I just want to let you know, and to clarify for the senator from the 26th, it was always if he wants to continue the tradition. The senator from the lucky 13th would like to inquire the senator from the fighting 26th, and the senator from the fighting 26th would yield to the lucky 13th. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the first, for what purpose is seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator, you may proceed.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
You know, I noticed a couple of things through the course of the inquiries. On your bill here. First question I would have is, I noticed that the senator from the 4th was actually leaning against the back wall of the Senate texting. Now, would this bill have any...
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with
that. Did you see the video of the lady in the mall that got hundreds of thousands of hits and now she's suing mall security?
Where she was walking and fell into the fountain?
Fell into the water fountain.
While
she was walking.
Yeah. Texting while walking.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's not addressed here.
The other thing that I noticed, this morning is the effect of term limits on this body.
Right.
That, did you notice how many freshmen got up and inquired at great length about your bill this morning? That would have never happened. That would have never happened prior to term limits, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I think... the individuals that ask about this, particularly the one senator from the 26th, has a valid argument.
Well, you know, the other thing I noticed, though, about those freshmen that are coming over from the House side to this body, they were just like
They were
caged over there because
they're ready
they
only to be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, they could only talk for 15 minutes, they're over here where they can talk forever on a bill, right? Yeah, I'm sure that will happen. When some of my bills move through the process, I'm sure that's going to happen often. Right. This bill is all about safety. Wouldn't you agree?
It is.
It is. And I do respect the idea that that you are carrying this bill because you are concerned about the safety of the citizens of Missouri. So I do have an amendment that I think is all about safety also, so I'm going to go ahead and offer it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Let the reader finish reading before I raise my point of order.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate it. Thanks for the inquiry.
Thank you, sir.
Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
I have amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
It has been distributed, and I'd ask for a waiver of the reading, and I would move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Madam Secretary, read the amendment when it arrives.
I thought I asked for a waiver of the reading.
We do have a waiver of the reading. Excuse me, Senator, it's early in the session. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. This is a very simple amendment. What it would do is actually put a standard in place in the state of Missouri. The Department of Transportation shall establish a minimum yellow
Senator
light.
Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I would raise a point of order. Senate Bill 11, the title of the bill strictly deals with banning of text messaging while operating a motor vehicle. This is talking about yellow flashing lights, and I think it is outside the title of the bill, and I would raise a point of order.
The point of order will be referred to the President pro tem. Does anyone wish to speak on the point of order?
Mr.
Senator
President.
From the first.
Thank you. To speak against the point of order, Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In lines 2 and 3, the amendment does change the title of the bill, and it does open the section of statute. So I believe that this amendment is in order. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does anyone else wish to speak on the point of order? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To speak in support or against the point of order because this amendment might help the passage of the bill.
The point of order. Did anyone else wish to speak on the point of order? The point of order will be referred to the President pro tem. We will stand in recess until we'll stand at ease, excuse me.
Can we bring us back in?
Senator from Jefferson, what purpose is he recognition?
I didn't realize that he changed the title. I would withdraw my point of order.
Okay, point of order has been withdrawn. We're on the motion of the senator from the first. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Jefferson.
All right. I'd like to inquire the senator from the first.
Senator from the first, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
I guess the floodgates are open now. You talked to me about this amendment. The amendment as it is outside of my bill, I think, is a good amendment. Basically, what you're doing is saying there has to be some level of consistency on the timing of yellow lights. So municipalities or whoever can't play with the timing based on whether red light cameras are there or
right,
anything
right.
like that. I think you do have a good amendment, and then now that this has just become a motor vehicle bill, let's bring on the amendments. Thank you,
Senator.
We're on the motion of the senator from the first. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from the first has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator, we're on the motion of the senator from Jefferson, Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield? He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I really do want to tell you thank you so much for sponsoring this legislation.
Thank you.
In previous years, I did the same thing. I believe I co-sponsored a bill dealing with distracted driving. It was so important to me that I thought that we should also do a PSA. And when I did that, there were a lot of my constituents who were very happy that I talked about the issue of distracted driving. Last year, I even sent out a trifold, and I stepped out of the chamber earlier because I wanted to call my graphic designer. She had the copy of my trifold on distracted driving. And I looked at this, I'm looking at it now, and when we're considering distracted driving, there are actually three types of distracted driving. It's not only visual, but it's manual and cognitive. And earlier, I think you were talking to another senator about the number of people who have died in accidents by texting or some other form of distracted driving. Did you ever get a number out of that?
The data is actually so new that it's hard to find that number out, at least from the Missouri Highway Patrol. Other states have data that have had the bill for a number of years. I don't have those numbers with me. Highway Patrol can tell you how many tickets that they've issued, and it's really not very many.
Well, the numbers that I'm getting, they're not from Missouri, but they certainly are a national one. 7 out of 10 people have stated that they do text and drive. And also, the number of young people who are texting while driving is enormous. The number that I get in terms of fatalities, though, is over 200,000 in the United States, and that's pretty much a large number. Wouldn't you agree?
I would.
And so anything that helps to educate, as you're trying to do in this legislation, anything that tries to educate our constituents, the young people who are going out on Friday and Saturday nights, I think is a wonderful effort to make.
Thank you, Senator. Can you turn around and talk to me?
Not really. No. Right. I'm trying not to get gaveled.
We're on the motion, Senator from Missouri, right?
Thank you, Senator.
Thank
We're
you,
on
Senator.
The motion, Senator from Jefferson. Any other senator? Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
I believe it has.
Would you like to move for the Senator, are you sure it's been distributed?
Oh.
Has it?
Oh.
It is under the process. If you would you like to ask for the waiver of the reading?
Yes, please.
We will waive the hearing no objection. We'll waive the reading. We will not vote until it's been fully distributed. Would you like to explain your amendment, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. What this amendment does, it allows an exemption of weight limits on farm trucks during the peak harvest season from October the 15th to December the 15th, which, as you know, in a lot of years, that is the crunch time in which we all have really strained to get our crops out. And, of course, agriculture is the largest industry in the state of Missouri, and we need to keep that moving forward.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the Lewis. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Has it been fully distributed? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the first. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We're on the motion of the senator from Jefferson. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
A motion on adoption of the committee substitute.
The senator from Jefferson has moved for the adoption of the substitute. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted.
Mr. President,
Senator, you're recognized for the perfection motion.
Move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 11 as amended be declared perfected and order printed.
You heard the motion, Senator from Jefferson. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close. Senator from Jefferson, you recognize to close.
Oh, I close.
Senator from Jefferson has moved that Senate Bill 11 be declared perfected and ordered printed. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate Bill 11 is declared printed and declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next order of business will be announcements. I had asked you to excuse me. Do you have something you need to do?
Senator 23rd, would you be interested in any messages from the House?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Are there any messages from the House?
There are messages, Senator. Mr. Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bills 73 and 47 relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy families benefits, in which a concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 163, an act relating to unemployment compensation with an emergency clause, with the emergency clause adopted, in which a concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd St. Charles District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
The order of business is reports of standing committees. The chair recognizes the senator from Saline County for a committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send that forward, and Madam Secretary or Sir, when the report gets here, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 33, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
We're on the order of business of standing committee reports. The senator from Lawrence is not in the yes, he is. Pardon me. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've moved on you since last session. Your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you, and please send that forward. And, Mr. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 8, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Seeing no other order of business before the body, Senator from 15th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. We've already passed the order of announcements.
Okay. Senator from the 23rd, St. Charles District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from the 23rd is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Okay, we are going to recess until noon today, which we'll expect to come in slightly after noon, after 12. We want to take in the report from the Committee on Jobs and Economic Development, Local Government, and then we will stand adjourned until Monday at 4 p.m.
Heard the announcement from the Senator from St. Charles, 23rd.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government will meet at noon for a quick executive session for two bills, and the committee that was scheduled, the committee hearing that was scheduled for tomorrow will be postponed, canceled.
Okay, thank you, Senator. We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
To inquire the Senator from the 23rd.
Do you yield?
I do.
He does. You may proceed.
Okay, explain this to me. Look, Monday we're going to take up these bills from economic development. Is that our schedule for Monday?
Monday we will be able to take up the workers' compensation bill that was, well, we will be able to take that up
if it gets
on Monday.
Passed, right. So that would be your intention to take that up?
That bill was just reported in. So because we were here this week, we were able to accept that bill today, and then the franchise tax cut bill should be voted out of committee here at noon. We will be able to take that bill up next week as well.
Okay. So we couldn't have had an exec session on Monday for their committee?
They weren't noticed up in time to do it on Monday.
No, next Monday. I mean, the only reason we could do this is so that we're going to take this up Monday on the floor, because we could have had an exec session on Monday, next Monday, and then reported it in and done it Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out why we're here. Ah, that's right. Thanks.
Senator from Nottoway, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what's the House doing? Are they staying or are they?
They are meeting in technical session tomorrow, is my understanding.
Okay. Just curious if they are going to try to advance anything or.
I had a conversation with the Speaker and the floor leader this morning, and what I was told that was that they will be meeting in technical session tomorrow.
Okay. Just for the record, I'm going to be here, so if you want to have session
I know,
tomorrow,
I'm
happy to
do
whatever you need
you
me to do.
You heard my statement yesterday. I plan on being here as well. My problem is we had one member was not able to get here today. At the time that we talked yesterday, I know there was report of impending doom, but once again, 25 people found a way to make it up here and do business yesterday. And you know, we have staff that we rely on, and I think the majority of
okay,
people
so
that
we're,
are here
we're not
recognizing
coming back
that.
Tomorrow because of, we're more worried about staff.
I'm,
this is a staff
I'm, exactly. I'm
That's
concerned.
Okay. I
I'm
just concerned. Want to understand.
I know. There are going to be, you know, you make the decisions with the data that you have available, and that's open to interpretation. So I appreciate my colleagues being here today. And, you know,
I always enjoy seeing everyone, so I'm glad we're here. And I think,
well, I mean, people came up in icy conditions yesterday, you know, having them turn right back around. I mean, we had a House member that was seriously injured yesterday getting up here. I mean, so, you know, we were able to get there's a couple of key priorities that we have here that won't have to wait another week because we were here today and yesterday.
I don't know if everyone's going home or not, but if they're not, I'd vote that we have some kind of a get-together at the Senator from Cole's place. So I will volunteer him since he lives here for us to get together, and he's not here to defend himself. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Nottoway, can I inquire of you?
Yes, Mr. President.
I know that you being from the great northwest section of the state of Missouri, you wouldn't
God's have, country, yes,
wouldn't,
sir.
Wouldn't have an extra team of sled dogs, would you, available that I could make it back to southeast Missouri?
I don't think we're getting any snow in southeast Missouri. It just rained down there, isn't it, Mr. President?
That's correct, but there's some distance between there and southeast Missouri.
Well, my understanding from the discussion with the Senator from Cole is that you have a GMC, so you'll probably be able to get home.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank
Senator
you.
From the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
Thank
Proceed.
You, Senator, for yielding. Just a quick question. Any committee hearings over the next couple of days?
You'd have to ask the committee. Right? Other than the Economic Development Committee, I don't know what other committee meetings are set. I know there have been a number of cancellations, but I'm not sure who still plans on meeting. I would have to suspect that if we're not having session, that there may be a few people who are able to still take advantage of that.
So we should base it on maybe taking a inventory of our members of the committee.
I think
to say if they're going to be around. I mean, and we'd have a quorum that we could do
think
business.
The chairman, I think, can. We don't have to.
Can we do business if we're not scheduled to have session?
You'd have to bring staff in to do that, which I think that's the reason why I made the decision
right.
to come
well,
in on Monday.
That's why I'm asking. I mean, I need to know, if I should cancel my.
Yeah, and I tried as soon as I thought about this. As soon as I thought about this economic this legislation and economic development, I called in as quick as possible to try to see if they could get a hearing noticed up, and today at noon was as early as they could do that.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
My Rules Committee is not going to be meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Your Committee on Government Accountability will cancel their hearing tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you,
Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator
Mr.
from
President,
Killeen, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Your Committee on Transportation will cancel that hearing also.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
How reliable are the trains?
I've received some new data, over 90% on time.
They got a 7 o'clock tonight. I've already checked into it.
Are you taking the train?
Well, I'm asking you. I have never
taken. I would. I think the challenge you probably have is your wife coming down from beautiful North County to pick you up. It's probably the problem.
That's probably a valid point as well.
And
okay.
I may offer you could maybe stay at my house if you really.
Are you going to take the train?
No.
You would let me stay at your house?
Sure. I'll make sure my wife and kids are out of there, but yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Johnson, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. One announcement about education hearing scheduled for tomorrow at 3 has been canceled. And to follow up with the senator from the 13th, Amtrak goes westbound at 6:22 tonight. And generally it can go through on snow.
Okay. Thank you, Senator, for those announcements. We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Green, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was wondering if I could inquire of the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the way that you're concerned for everyone. I heard from my wife this morning that I guess the announcement was made last night. She caught on the news that this was potentially the worst storm in 99 years to hit southwest Missouri. And of course, I'll be back on Monday, but I was just curious to know if there be a possibility that we could bring before the body my resolution on global warming.
Where is that resolution in the process right now?
Well, I was thinking about filing it here before we left, but
okay,
I may be out of order on that.
I think, is it supportive of global warming, or is it question global warming?
I think it would question it at the pace we're going today.
I think you may find some support in this chamber for that resolution, Senator.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the inquiry.
Senator from Franklin, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator along the lines of announcements, the senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield? He does. You may proceed.
Senator, you were nice enough to advise us what time the train left westbound. What time does the train leave eastbound?
I, according to the senator from the 13th, I think around 7 p.m.
Oh, did he already make that announcement?
Yeah, he made that announcement.
7 p.m.?
They have information at usarail.com or 1-800-USA-RAIL. And you can talk to Julie, and she'll set you up. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Any further announcements? Seeing none, the Senate shall be in recess. Pardon me, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess until noon today.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd, St. Charles. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall be in recess until noon today.